Well, this particular condominium is part of the estate of the late Mrs. Wallace Danforth.
Late, heck. I bet she doesn't even show up.
Tim, Mrs. Danforth is dead.
Oh. Well, that would explain the tardiness then, wouldn't it? Well, I guess we'll just have to go on without her.
That's right.
As will Mr. Danforth.
Tim.
The swinging bachelor pad, he's going to have big parties. Woo!
All right, well, what we're going to be doing today is we're going to take this wall out so we can increase the flow from the living room into the dining room area.
But before there's construction, there is destruction.
And who would know more about that than you, Tim?
I love destruction, yeah.
All right, now before you take out any wall, you want to make sure that it's non-load-bearing.
Simplest way to do that is check out your blueprints. We found out this wall is non-load-bearing, so we're going to rip it out. And the safest, quickest way is using a claw hammer.
And to handle our debris, we're using this trash chute, which goes directly down to the dumpster below.
Good thing to remember, 1 square foot of wall equals 1 cubic foot of debris. Remember that when reserving a dumpster.
Thank you, Humpty Dumpster.
Now, we also have these buckets here for easy cleanup, Tim. Do you have to make such a mess?
No, I don't have to, but I want to. I really, really want to.
Next, we'll show you how to take out a stud.
Just buy me a meal, baby. We'll do the time together.
I don't think so, Tim.
Well, I'm using a reciprocating saw on these 2x4s, but it doesn't seem to be working too well.
I think the reason for that, Al, is because these boards are hard and brittle and maybe some knots in them. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm going to use a 30-pound sledge.
Actually, a 20-ounce hammer would do the same thing.
Where would the fun be in that? And I've got kind of a clever idea. In order to get a good solid grip on this, I put some of that sticky stuff on my gloves. Same stuff the NFL players use to grab onto the ball. Got it from my buddies at the Lions. Thanks, guys.
Well, that sticky stuff is against NFL rules.
I mean, I got it from the Chicago Bears. So, hey, I know what I'll do next time. I'll put the sticky stuff on my hands, put the gloves on top, and then put another coat of the sticky stuff. That way I'll get a firm grip. Always think safety. I'll do it right now.
Well, speaking of safety, it's always a good idea to keep a safe environment by cleaning up as you go along.
Tim, this is really heavy.
Come on, let me see it. Oh, wait, get your hands off of there. All right, look at this. Use your own momentum, Heidi. Watch this. Swing it back and right out the window. Look at this.
Genetic mutations in the second half of the 20th century? It's pretty ambitious for a high school newspaper article.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about this one. I've been working on it for 2 weeks.
Great. You know, your commitment to quality comes from my side of the family.
What makes you say that?
Tool time.
Hi, honey.
Hey. Guess what? I have a surprise for you.
Oh, I love surprises.
We're being audited.
I hate surprises.
Yep.
No.
They want all your business receipts from 3 years ago.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, these guys are nosy. Who do they think they are?
They're the IRS. They can take away your possessions, your house, their cars.
No. I love my country, but no feds are touching my cars. How are we set with ammo?
Just find the receipts, all right?
It'll take forever.
I know.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, guy.
Well, I talked to my college advisor, and she said I need some more extracurricular activities.
You could help me and your mom start our own country.
Well, I talked to the editor of the school newspaper about writing some articles.
I didn't know you were interested in writing.
I didn't think you knew how to write.
Randy, instead of putting your brother down for trying to expand his horizons, you could maybe help him out.
All right. Well, first thing you want to do is come up with an idea you're interested in writing about.
I got something you could write about. How big government bullies a little car guy, huh?
I'll think of the ideas on my own.
Good luck.
Randy, haven't you learned by now that luck has nothing to do with my success?
What success? Do you live with your parents and share a bathroom with Mark?
You live in the basement with no windows and a laundry chute.
Yeah, but it's mine. All mine.
So basically, at the end of my article, I will introduce statistical data from the EPA and the DEP.
Now, would that data include the number of people who fall asleep reading your data?
You know, Brian, I thought you'd take a bit more interest in mutations, seeing as how you are one.
Randy, don't stoop to his level. Let me. You're a geek.
Everybody, sorry I'm late. I got my hand stuck in the soda machine.
Well, since you're the brother of our top reporter, we'll go easy on you. Everybody, listen up. This is Brad Taylor.
Hi, Brad.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, Brad, have you thought about what you want to write?
Yeah, I want to do something on sports and stuff.
That'd be great if our paper were called News and Junk.
What specifically did you have in mind?
Articles on Lakeside High sports, like the locker room buzz. I was thinking we could get workout tips from our top athletes, and I'd ask them important questions like, hey, yo, so what do you look for in a babe? So that's my idea.
Hey, this sounds really cool. Has some promise?
You know, Matt, if you want, I can work with Brad, help him come up with something a bit more substantial.
Why don't we let Brad run with his idea? Brad, have your article in by Friday, and we'll see what you come up with, okay?
All right, cool, thanks. Yeah. Hey, yo, so did you ever think I'd be working with you on this newspaper?
Hey, now.
Tim, do you have those receipts we talked about?
Got them right here, all categorized and alphabetized. Next time, I'm not letting the government off so easy. I'm going to claim all seven dependents.
Seven?
Three boys, four cars.
You can't claim the cars as dependents.
Why not? I buy them things, I feed them, I bathe them.
Hey, everybody, guess what? They love my idea for the paper.
Hey, good for you.
Congratulations. Hey, you and Randy are going to be the next Woodward and Bernstein.
Excuse me? I think Joanne Woodward married Paul Newman.
Is that the spaghetti sauce guy?
Not only does he make spaghetti sauce, but salad dressing and popcorn. And the dude races cars.
Now that's a talented guy.
This is an electrician's bill for when you shorted out the circuits. How is that a business expense?
Because I put out the fire with a Binford fire extinguisher.
Guys.
Well, Randy.
Hey, we heard the news. Brad's gonna be working on the paper with you.
Yeah. The editor's gonna let him write, but now the real work begins. He's gotta have his article in by Friday.
All right, see you guys. I'm going to the mall.
Wait, shouldn't you start writing your article?
No, I've already done it. I did it during Spanish class, and I must say it's muy bueno.
You wrote an entire article in 45 minutes?
Sí, señor. Adios.
Hey, Brad. Do you mind if we look at the article?
No, go ahead.
Right. Thanks, see ya.
All right, I'll be home before dinner.
Hey, Yo. By Brad Taylor.
I like the title.
A locker room survey shows that our varsity baseball team prefers boxers to briefs, 8-1. The one wearing the tidy whities declined to comment.
That's probably because the elastic strap was cutting his breath off. Yeah. You know, this little...
This is pure fluff. Hey, yo, tennis team's Drew Levin is now dating his mixed doubles partner, Debbie Silverman?
Way to go, Drew.
Well, they'll never put this in the paper.
Look, it's not a hard-hitting expose, but I bet the kids will find it fun and entertaining.
Mom, if every paper had reporting like this, we'd have a nation filled with idiots.
This is great.
Randy. Hey. This week's paper's out. No, that was a really great article.
Oh, thanks. You know, there's a lot more I wanted to say, but I didn't want to hog the whole front page.
Technically, you're not on the front page.
Well, technically, where am I?
You know, I don't think that's really important. What matters is that you got your message across.
Hey, well, my message is on the page with next week's lunch menu. I'm buried under Salisbury steak.
Randy, it's not that big a deal.
No, it is to me. I mean, what could possibly be so important that it bumps me off the front page? Hey, yo, look who's got a remedy for jock itch.
Great article.
Gracias. Hey, Randy, I'm sending the paper to everybody I know. Do you know what class I should send it?
How about low class? Whoa, I sense some hostility. Oh, and why would that be, Brad? Could it be because I spent 2 weeks writing my article only to have it bumped off the front page with your mindless drivel?
You know, maybe yours got bumped off because mine was better.
Oh, let's see. Ecosystem on the verge of collapse or rash in the groin area?
Hi, guys.
You know what your problem is? You're jealous of me.
Oh, please, what would I possibly have to be jealous about?
That people like my article better than yours, or maybe people just like me better?
Brad?
Jill?
No, I'm more popular, I'm more athletic, and it looks like now I'm a better writer.
You are such a deluded egomaniac.
No, you're the one that's deluded. I mean, you think people want to read your boring intellectual crap?
Oh, come on, knock it off.
Guys, stop. What is the problem here?
No, the problem is, Dad, is your oldest son is so stupid, he should be writing an article called, Hey, Duh.
Hey, I'm taller than you, too.
Good comeback, Brad. Oh, well, it's good to know they're both getting along real well at the paper.
Well, look, Hey Yo is on the front page.
Well, great.
Randy's article is way back here, but... Look, they make Salisbury steak the same way I do. Oh, man, Randy must be just awful about this.
Why, because his mom cooks like a cafeteria lady?
No, look, Brad stole the spotlight away from him. We're going to help them out with this one.
Honey, no. I grew up with four brothers, and the last thing these two need are their parents interfering.
Well, I know it's probably better to let them work this out on their own, but I'm their mommy, and they're being so mean to each other.
Their mommy?
What? Do you think they will work this out on their own?
Yes, my brothers and I fought all the time. We always worked through it ourselves. And after the cast came off and Jeff got used to his glass eye, we were the best of friends.
I just don't get it. Of all the people that they could have audited, why did they have to pick us?
I think it's pretty obvious they go after the major celebrities.
Mind if I put Brad's article up on the refrigerator?
No, I think that's so sweet that you're so proud of him.
Actually, I'm doing it to annoy Randy. See, the more they fight, the less they rag on me.
You guys know where Randy is? I need to talk to him.
Talking is good. It's a good idea.
Hey, idiot. Why didn't you tell me Samantha called?
Oh, well, I'd figured she'd call you back, seeing as how you're so popular and tall.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Shut up!
You know what my next article's gonna be? Hey, yo, guess who beat the crap out of his wimpy brother?
Yeah, well, I have a new title for your article. Guess who beat the crap out of his pea-brain brother?
Yes, what are you trying to say?
Tim, do something about this. I don't like it.
I'll handle this. Boys! Take it outside.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Look, you go talk to one of them. I'll talk to the other. This is getting out of control.
You're overreacting. Let them take care of this themselves.
Don't! Oh.
Maybe I'm underreacting. Oh, boy.
Guys, come on.
Split up. Come on, guys.
Okay.
Stay out here. I want to talk to you, all right?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Look, I want to tell you a story about when I was 14.
Oh, God, not the flute story again.
It's not the flute story, okay? Now, this is a story about my mother. She bought me my very first... tuba.
Oh, this is a flute story.
Good story.
I know, Mom, but I can't sit through it again.
Look, you know how much I hate it when you guys fight.
Well, then you shouldn't be talking to me. You should be telling your flute story to Mr. Hey Yo-Yo.
Look, I wouldn't interfere at all if you guys would work this out the way you're supposed to.
Well, what's the big deal if we don't work it out?
The big deal is that Brad's going away to college in a year, and you only have so much time left. that you can hang out together. You should take advantage of it while you got it.
Well, that would work if we could stand the sight of each other.
I don't believe that's true. I don't think you do either.
I do.
What's going on,
Dad,
with you?
Dad, I don't want to talk about
it. You got to talk to me about this. Look, all brothers fight, okay? When I was a kid, I got in a terrible fight with Uncle Steve. I borrowed his 56 Chevy without
Dad,
his permission.
What's your point?
I drove it into Corton Lake.
Oh, man, I bet when Uncle Steve beat you up, it hurt.
He roughed me up a little bit. The point is, this fight put a big distance between us. It really hurt our relationship.
Well, Uncle Steve's a lot bigger than you. I mean, he's got those huge arms.
What I'm trying to tell you is, this kind of fighting can hurt your relationship with your brother.
Well, yeah, I bet Uncle Steve whooped your butt.
He didn't whoop my butt. As a matter of fact, if he were right now, I'd whip his butt. He's bigger and softer now. I'd grab Mr. Porkbelly by the flab and go, "Hey, man, who's the king now, huh? How about all the Chevy stuff? Yeah, stop me.
Dad!
Buddy, you want to hold a minute? I tell you what,
Dad!
What?
Look, I know what you're trying to say, but if you think I'm going to go in there and talk to Randy, you can forget about it.
I would just hate to think that a newspaper article would come between you and your brother.
Now, why don't you go tell that to Mutant Boy?
And I don't like you calling him names, either.
You just called Uncle Steve Mr. Porkbelly.
Well, that's a term of affection, you know, because you know how I like bacon.
Well, howdy-ho, Tater Teen.
Hey, Wilson.
Shouldn't you be putting those newspapers in the recycling bin?
Nah, thanks to Hey Yo, this paper is definitely trash.
Oh, I take it you didn't like Brad's article.
Did you read it?
Yes, he gave a copy of it to me a few moments ago.
Surprised he didn't frame it for you.
Well, actually, he did.
You know, Wilson, I've worked for 2 years at that paper trying to produce quality journalism.
Then Brad waltzes in and steals your thunder.
Well, it's not so much that he stole my thunder, it's just what he stole it with.
Jock itch.
You got it.
Randy, let me ask you something. If Brad had written a brilliant article, would you feel any differently?
I might be a bit jealous, but at least I would have respected him.
You know, despite what anyone might think of Brad's article, it doesn't diminish the quality of yours. You know, Robert Kennedy once said, "Each time a man stands up for an ideal, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope."
Wilson, I'd like to believe that, but how do I keep pouring my heart into my writing if people are more interested in who's scratching where?
You know, Randy, once I was a young columnist for the Wichita Star. Then one day I got bumped for my featured column by this hotshot named Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell?
Oh, yes, the god of gossip, the earl of innuendo, the prince of propaganda, the duke of...
Wilson, I get it.
No, I've got one more. The baron of baloney.
So what were you going to say?
Well, it was just that I was so outraged by being upstaged by Winchell, I wanted to quit. And then suddenly I realized if more people buy the paper to read Winchell's column, more people are going to read mine.
So maybe Hey Yo can do for me what Winchell did for you?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, because of him, the readership doubled for my column, Rockbeat.
You wrote about rock and roll?
No. Rocks.
Here's your research, Brad. Cheerleader Jenny Morrison is doing some major padding. A baton twirler who spoke on the condition of anonymity has actually seen Jenny wad the tissues?
No, I'm not going to print that.
Why not?
Well, because this is Hey Yo, I have standards.
Brad, you printed the names of the guys that don't shower after gym class.
Yeah, you're just mad because your name was on the list.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah, if you need the computer, I'm almost off.
Nah, that's all right. Listen, I wanted to talk to you.
About what?
Well, I just reread your article and took some shots at it that weren't fair.
And you liked it?
Well, I thought there were some good things in it. You know, I didn't know our mascot was allergic to cats.
Thanks.
You know, you're kind of like a modern-day Walter Winchell.
The donut guy?
Okay.
So, what are you planning on writing about next?
You know, I haven't really thought about it. Still kind of coming down from my last article.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
You actually read it?
Yeah, I read it. I really didn't understand what I was reading, but I could definitely tell you were a talented writer.
Thanks. You know, maybe one day we can combine our talents and write something together. Hey, yo, did you see what Ralph Nader wore to the latest EPA conference?
Well, if he's got jock itch, we've got a story.
This auditor is in for a big surprise. After adding together all the receipts from 3 years ago, we overpaid our taxes. We're going to get a refund.
Hello, speedboat.
$3.17.
Hello, sunblock.
Yeah. You know, as long as we're in this tax mode, I think we should finish this year's taxes and mail them in early.
Why would we want to do that?
Because every year we wait until, what, 5 minutes before midnight on April 15th, and then you get in the car and drive 150 miles an hour, your heart pounding, your face drenched with sweat.
Please don't take that away from me.
Welcome back to Tool Time on Location.
Thank you, Heidi. We're back in a continue.
Well, I'm using a reciprocating saw on these 2x4s, but it doesn't seem to be. You all right there, Heidi?
Well, I talked to my college advisor, and she said I need some more extracurricular activities.
You can start by helping your mom and me via Chicago.
Well, yeah, well, I got a new article for your title. No, I don't. I have a new title for your article.
You're overreacting. Let them deal with it themselves.